KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN State and Local News. In area news, two men were arrested on separate charges over the weekend in Creston. According to Creston police, 38-year-old Darrell Haynes of Creston was arrested around 4:30 a.m. Sunday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Haynes was brought to the Union County Jail and later released on a $1,000 bond. And at around 2:15 p.m. Saturday, 33-year-old Boone Hayes of Creston was arrested on a Madison County warrant for failure to appear in court on original charges of burglary in the first degree and domestic abuse assault by impeding air and or blood flow causing bodily injury. Hayes was transferred to the custody of Madison County deputies. Creston police said also a juvenile female was injured during a collision Friday morning. Authorities say the accident happened when a 1988 Chevy C15 pickup driven by Scott Morrison of Creston struck a 1990 Dodge Dynasty broadside at Highway 34 and Wyoming Avenue. The driver of the Dodge was identified as 17-year-old Blaine McIntosh of Creston. Officials say McIntosh was traveling east in the left lane of Highway 34 at around 11:20 a.m. Friday and waiting for an eastbound vehicle or westbound vehicle to pass before turning north onto Wyoming Avenue. The approaching vehicle created a blind spot for McIntosh, who didn't see the approaching pickup. And when he turned in front of Morrison's vehicle, Morrison couldn't stop in time and his pickup collided with the Dodge. A passenger in the Dodge, 12-year-old Tiffany Ott of Orient, suffered unknown possible injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Creston police cited McIntosh for failure to yield upon left turn. Damage from the collision amounted to $4,000. A series of farmer roundtable meetings opens today for members of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Lisa Cassidy, a spokeswoman for the Johnston-based organization, said the grassroots meetings are important so farmers' concerns can be heard at all levels.
They are one of the key parts of our policy development process, and they're happening in locations throughout the state.
Roundtable meetings are being held today in Lamar's, Ogden, and Sheffield, and tomorrow in Grinnell, Red Oak, and Oxford Junction. More talks are planned for July 11th in Mount Pleasant, Emmitsburg, and Denison, and July 12th in Albia, Creston, and Fayette. At the gatherings, Cassidy says growers can bring up any issues that are impacting their operations.
Those policies will be brought forward and approved at the roundtable meetings, and then they'll go on to the annual ICGA Grassroots Summit, which will be held on August 24th and 25th.
And that summit will be held in Des Moines. For more, you can go to www.iowacorn.org. Authorities say two people have died in a collision on U.S. Highway 30 in eastern Iowa. The collision was reported this morning about 3 miles southwest of Van Horn in Benton County. Authorities say that two other people were injured in the crash between a semi-trailer and another vehicle. No names or other details have been released just yet. Highway traffic was being detoured around the crash site. Police say a child has died after being found in a Des Moines lake. Officers and firefighters were called to Gray's Lake Saturday evening after a 6-year-old child was reported missing. The girl had been playing with her family, who thought she might be in the water. Police say firefighters started a search and quickly found the girl. They tried to resuscitate her and rushed her to a hospital, but she died from her drowning. Gray's Lake is a popular recreation area just south of the city's downtown area in Des Moines. A child is dead and another person was injured when they were struck by a vehicle while walking on 180th Street in Davis County, west of Drakesville, Sunday night. The state patrol says 9-year-old Merlin Beachy of Drakesville died at the scene. Nathan Beachy, whose age was not given, was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The incident happened as the victims were walking west on the eastbound side of 180th Street at around 9:50 p.m. Sunday. The vehicle which struck the victims did not stop. An unnamed juvenile from Houghton died during a UTV accident Sunday morning in southeast Iowa's Lee County. The State Patrol reports the youth, who was a passenger on the machine, was thrown off a 2018 Polaris Ranger a little after 9 a.m. Sunday and suffered fatal injuries. The UTV was traveling north on Pilot Grove Road when the accident occurred. The incident remains under investigation. An Iowa-based hospitality company is making its first venture into Nebraska. Hawkeye Hotels, centered in Coralville, is set to break ground at a new hotel on a busy corner of the Old Market area in Omaha. Hawkeye's chief development officer, Raj Patel, says the structure was originally going to rise 8 stories.
Through working with city planners and historic preservation committees, we learned 6 stories would really be a better fit for the neighborhood, so we took our height down the 6 stories, and then we also took a lot of design inspiration from around the old market, and our entire facade of our building is going to be brick.
Patel says the Moxie is an affordable boutique hotel line that is designed to bring guests together.
The room sizes are smaller. You know, that's the trend of hotels, is to do more fresh design rooms, but immersive social spaces where guests can be more encouraged to hang out in the lobby or at the bar.
The 105-room hotel will cater to the design trends and preferences of millennial and business travelers. Patel says it's an honor to be selected to build in the historic district.
For our guests and for anyone staying at the hotel, you'll walk out of the front doors and within footsteps you'll have dining, entertainment, live music, and that's really a perfect fit for the Moxie brand, as well as for our company, Hawkeye Hotels, to be able to have that kind of location in Omaha.
Ground will be broken in August. The hotel will add 40 jobs to the labor market in Omaha. Founded in 1982, Hawkeye Hotels is one of America's fastest-growing privately-owned hospitality firms, with over $750 million in assets across the country. The excess methane that Dubuque officials used to just burn at the city's wastewater treatment plant is now being converted into natural gas. The Telegraph Herald reports Dubuque was already using about 75% of the methane produced at the plant that was built in 2016 to power and heat the facility. The new equipment will convert the remaining methane into natural gas. Dubuque City Councilmember Rick Jones says this project will help to reduce the city's greenhouse gas emissions while also generating energy. After the methane is converted by some of the bioresource development's equipment, the natural gas is sent to Black Hills Energy to be distributed. Iowa Republicans have moved aggressively to block city and county government action since winning control of both legislative chambers 2 years ago, and has left local officials frustrated. It matches a trend seen in other states with single-party control. Legislators in Iowa last year overturned already enacted minimum wage increases in 3 counties, and this year they passed a sweeping immigration enforcement law threatening local governments with a loss of funding if they refuse to comply with the new requirements. A study earlier this year by the National League of Cities shows state legislatures across the U.S. have expanded their restrictions on local control. Alan Kemp, executive director of the Iowa League of Cities, says one-size-fits-all approaches often have unintended consequences. He said legislators across the country are under more pressure to adopt statewide policies on a variety of issues. Bricks from the University of Iowa's Kinnick Stadium have proven to be a popular souvenir for Hawkeye fans when there is construction on the facility. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports Bravo Sports Marketing is selling bricks from the stadium with a commemorative plaque for $99 apiece. The company acquired about 8,000 bricks from the stadium after a 2004 renovation and sold them all quickly. So Bravo Sports' Dave Gallagher says it was natural for the company to bid on the 1,200 bricks that were available last summer. The bricks were all washed with a special detergent, dried, and given a special plaque. They all come with a certificate of authenticity from the university. Only about 400 remain available. And Webster City's council has approved the purchase of an historic downtown building with plans to restore the structure's facade. City Council approved the $40,000 purchase of the former Elks Club building last Monday. The two-story building was built in 1906. Lindsay Henderson is the city's community vitality director. She says the recent engineering inspection found the building was structurally sound, but the facade needs work to prevent moisture damage. Henderson said those repairs may get funding from the Community Development Block Grant Funds, or CDBG. She says about 30% of the grant can be used for slum and blight elimination. The building is currently owned by resident Merlin Tungsvik. Henderson said that Tungsvik has agreed to move her belongings out by September the 3rd. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.